2021 will be remembered as a time of unprecedented unrest in South Africa. Thousands of businesses were stripped bare, looted and ransacked, some of which to the point of no return. Pepco Holdings alone said recently that 489 of its retail stores had been damaged and looted. This happened as the country was already looking to business rescue as a means to saving some of the country's most prominent businesses due to the impact of COVID-19. To discuss this, we join now on the line by Colleen Weyers, who is a senior associate in the business rescue restructuring and insolvency sector at law firm Cliffdekker-Hofmeyr. Colleen, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Hi, Zakuna. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's great to have you here. Now, Kalina, how would you describe the current state of business rescue in South Africa?
Sure, Zikona. I think initially when business rescue first came onto the scene, there were a lot of teething issues. And I think, you know, the uptake in making use of the Chapter 6 business rescue provisions were quite slow initially just due to the negative stigma which business rescue carried at the time. However, this was due to, I think, misinformation and people didn't understand the intention of business rescue because it was such a new process. However, over the years, we have seen how successful business rescue as a process actually can be. And if used in the correct circumstances and if applied correctly, really, really does work. And I think as we have moved through the global pandemic, more and more businesses are looking to business rescue in hope. And I think more and more people are starting to realize that this process is not merely a prequel to an inevitable liquidation, but it's actually rather a means to avoid a liquidation as far as possible, because it aims to rehabilitate a financially distressed company. And I think one of the other things that's made a huge difference is that throughout the last decade, our courts have assisted largely in resolving some of the grey areas that we found in Chapter 6 of the Companies Act. And this has caused for the evolution of the process in many ways. And, you know, with the uptake in business rescue filings in the last 1.5 years throughout this global pandemic, our courts have been faced with more and more crucial issues pertaining to the mechanisms and procedures provided for in Chapter 6 of the Act. And this has actually provided valuable guidance in making the business rescue process a success. So I think that personally, business rescue has been a breath of fresh air for South Africa in general, especially in light of our very severely struggling economy. And as I said, when applied in the right circumstances, which is right now, it can actually successfully save a business.
Now, let's talk a bit about the likely impact, Kalina, of recent riots and looting on business rescue.
So, unfortunately, Zakuna, you know, this unrest in South Africa is the straw that breaks the camel's back for many South African businesses and also just for the economy in general. And I think, obviously, what's worst is that this unrest has occurred on the back of a global pandemic that has wreaked havoc on SA businesses and our economy for the last 1.5 years. And the unrest has had a direct negative and catastrophic impact on businesses and their earnings, especially for businesses who do not have the luxury of insurance in place. Now, this is where many South Africans are looking to business rescue as a silver lining in helping them save their businesses. And I'm not going to say that business rescue will be the knight in shining armor that saves our entire economy and businesses, because the impact and the extent of the damage done is just far too severe. But what I will say is that business rescue is definitely a mechanism through which businesses that would have ordinarily been liquidated and come to an end in these difficult times can actually be used to save businesses. Now, the issue that we've now found with the unrest, however, is that one of the two requirements for a company to be to satisfy before they can go into business rescue. The first one is that they must be financially distressed. The second one is that there must be a reasonable prospect of rescuing the business. Now, with the unrest, unfortunately, there are some businesses that have been completely burned to the ground. Supply chains have been destroyed. Critical assets have been burnt or stolen, and a lot of these businesses don't have insurance in place. And so they are just no longer businesses left to save. So the sad reality we're currently facing is that some businesses who may have actually been really good candidates for business rescue may not be able to make use of the business rescue mechanism any longer, As they cannot prove that there will actually be any reasonable prospects to save the business, given that there's nothing left, and they don't have the financial resources or the insurance to rebuild their businesses again.
Sure. Now, what are some of the legal steps that affected businesses should take, Kayleen, before applying for business rescue, and when does one qualify?
So, There are two requirements before they must apply for business rescue. And the first one is that they must be financially distressed, as I said, and that there's a reasonable prospect of rescuing the company. And the Companies Act provides definitions of what this actually means. And all that needs to be done by the directors of a company is to file a resolution for business rescue and file it with the CIPC. So it is fairly easy to apply for business rescue, and those are the only requirements that they need to meet to meet the test. And there's actually an onerous obligation in terms of Section 129 of the Companies Act that says that if the board of directors of a company determine that the business is in fact in financial distress, they must adopt a resolution to commence with business rescue. Alternatively, they must deliver a written notice to all of the affected persons, which are your creditors, employees, trade unions, and shareholders, and actually set out the reasons for not voluntary commencing business rescue proceedings. So the situation we are currently sitting in is that most companies are in fact in financial distress and are therefore obligated in terms of the Companies Act to file for business rescue.
And finally, Kayleen, for those people who are listening and who would like to make a use of your services or just to get assistance and extra information, how can they do that?
They are more than welcome to email me and also call me on my mobile. My email address is kayleen.vayers@cdhlegal.com, and I'm more than willing to help.
Fantastic. Kayleen, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, quite informative as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Sikone.
That was Kayleen Vayers, Senior Associate in the Business Rescue, Restructuring and Insolvency Sector at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. She was joining us on the line, bringing the time almost 20 minutes before.